For all those in and around the Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Siman Reish Samach Ches. We are middle of Sif Gimel. I just want to correct myself on one thing that I said last week. Last week we were talking about where somebody during Musaf started a bracha on of the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So let's say start at the Chayinin. And you remember, so by Shacharis we said you finish the bracha. By Musaf, we said that there was two different shittas. Now, there are many Rishonim that hold you should finish the bracha. However, I said you can go either way, but we skipped the last Mishavura on the Sif of Sif Beis. And also, you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, you look at many others. End of the day, it's Suffolk Brachas. Once it's Suffolk Brachas, we always go Lahakal. So if you started in by Musaf, if you did start a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you should not finish the bracha. Unlike what I said last week, but you should... You should stop and you should go to the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. So moving forward over here, we're holding in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, we started the first case. The first case was that if somebody started it was davening Shemoneh Esrei, and for whatever reason he thought it was weekday, and he started Atta Chayin, and we said over there was a whole discussion. Once you started the word Atta, you're already starting the weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Now, in the second part of the Sif, we're in the middle of the Mechaber over here. Avol, the second line of the sif. Avol im hayu yodeya chu Shabbos. A person's davening from a more likely case. It's Shabbos, and you know it's Shabbos. Okay. V'shaloi b'kavana hischol teves ata, and you said the word ata. Afilu im hu b'tfila shachris. Now, even if you are in the tfila shachris. Now, if you were Myrav, ata could have. Even though the reason you did Atta was probably because you're used to starting after Atta Kaddish, you're used to starting Atta Chayinin. But the truth is, the word Atta is not so bad because you start Ma'ariv with Atta Kiddashta. If you're by Mincha, it's also not so bad. Even though the reason your mouth went to Atta was because you're used to saying Atta Chayinin. However, Atta Echad is the appropriate Shemoneh Esrei, so Atta is not so bad. By Shacharis in the morning, we start with Yismach Moshe. We don't start with Atta. Says the Mecharba, even if you're by Shacharis, she'ena pesaches ba'ata, that doesn't start with ata, ena goyim b'riches ata chayin. In that case, you don't finish the ata chayin. The chashvina like ketores b'tfilah Shabbos bein zay lezay, because we don't have to say that your ata was an ata chayin. Your ata was by mistake. You said ata kiddashta. By mistake, you said ata echad, which is fine. Says the Rama, the Hare Yochalim ata kiddashta ata echad, because the truth is, if by Shacharis you said ata kiddashta, it's fine also. You were yaitza your Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, in such a case, if you said ata, the Mechaber says you don't continue, and you don't say ata chayin. Now, according to the Mechaber, not everybody agrees with this. But according to the Mechaber, if I said ata chayin, then I go back to the case in Sif Aleph. And once I said the word ata chayin, I do have to finish up the bracha. Okay, so let's see this. The Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan zayin v'shaloi bekavana. Right to lime. What does that mean? She nichshel b'lishaynis machmas hargelei d'chayil. Really, you knew it Shabbos. However, you weren't concentrating on your davening. And you, because you're used to after Atta Kaddish saying Atta Chayinin, you said the word Atta. But still, you didn't have intention of davening weekday Shemoneh Esrei because you knew it was Shabbos. We don't view it as you started the bracha of a weekday. This, the Mechaber is saying, only if you said the word Atta. If you said Atta Chayinin, which is Muchach, that it's weekday because Atta Chayinin has nothing to do with Shabbos. Even though you knew it Shabbos, and it's only because you weren't concentrating in your mouth just by rote went to the Atta Chayinin, you have to finish the bracha of Atta Chayinin, I am B'Alacha, and seen to be B'Alacha. B'Alacha says that he doesn't fully understand why the Mechaber is passing this way. And if you remember that Atta Chayinin, he doesn't understand why you can't just stop and start the correct bracha, and he stays by a little bit of a tzarachian, what you should do. But again, we said that since the bracha would be appropriate anyway for Shemoneh Esrei, it's only because of the Takanas Chachamim that we don't say this on Shabbos. That's why the Mechaber is passing in the way he does. The Chashvinin Leh, so we said, that if you just said the word atta without chayne, then we just say that it don't have to say, oh, you start a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. We can say that you really started a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Lefi debetavis atta. Just from the word atta in a min kashul Hashem atta chayne, it's not obvious that it was atta chayne. There are yachaloyim atta kadashta about the echad, because as much as it could have been atta chayne, it could have been atta kadashta. Vezio kavanas haramah. This mishmaru says what the Ramah is explaining the mechaber. Ramah is not arguing with the mechaber; he's explaining that reyachaloyim, because you could say that that's what you meant to say. Okay, therefore, dinai kemoshe im ha yamaskal ata bezman tefillah shachar ata kedash te ata echad v'nisga beemtza bracha. If somebody's davening Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos morning, he starts ata kedash te. You're not supposed to start ata kedash te. You do. You're halfway through ata kedash te. The poisik umaskal take give yismach moshe. You don't say that you finish it up, but you go right back to the yismach moshe. V'achanami kisha oima ata havika oima ata kedash te. If you said ata, we view it as if you said ata kedash. Do poisik stop umaskal yismach moshe and go to the yismach moshe. And it's not like at the chayne, which you have to finish up the bracha. Okay, so far we have a pretty clear cut halacha over here. If during Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos, Shachris Mincha, Maariv Shachris Mincha, I'm sorry, Maariv Shachris Mincha. If I said just the word atta, if it's Maariv and Shachris. At Ma'ariv, I'm sorry, Mincha, continue at the Kadashta, continue at the Echad. If it's Shachar, stop, go Yismach Moshe. If I said at the Chaynein, then we have to finish that bracha, and then we go back to the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. And the same thing with the rest of Shmoneh Esrei. If I'm holding my Rifa'enu when I remembered, I finish up the bracha and I go back. If a person forgot completely that it's Shabbos, not a very negayadik halacha in most cases, and I started atta, that wouldn't help, and I would have to finish the bracha and then start from the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber Sif Dalet, Mi shemispalel tefillah shachar b'Shabbos. I go ahead and I davened an entire weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. V'lo hiska shal Shabbos. I don't mention shal Shabbos lo yotze. I wasn't yotze. And I got to daven again. V'im hiska shal Shabbos b'tach Shmoneh Esrei. What happens if I daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but in the middle of the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not exactly sure practically how this would happen. But in the middle, I said Yalav Yavai, or something like that. I mentioned Shabbos in a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not sure exactly why a person would do that. He doesn't know that he's davening weekday Shmoneh Esrei, but Mechaber saying he did it. Alpha Vishalai Kava Bracha Shabbos, even though you didn't make a separate Bracha of Shabbos, Yatzah, Yatzah. Okay? Says the Ramah, Ubimusif, Afilalayamarak, Vinasal Fanechas, Kavisainu, Bitmide Yoim, Ubikarbimusif. So I daven weekday Shmoneh Esrei. But I added in these words, I'm also yotze. So again, if I daven a full weekday Shmoneh Esrei, I got to daven over. No questions asked. If for whatever reason I mentioned Shabbos, or I mentioned this one line about Musaf in when I'm supposed to be davening Musaf, then I don't have to daven over. But again, I'm not sure why a person would do that, but that's the halacha. Says the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes, Shel Chol b'Shabbos, Im Safek Lo Yimispal Shel Chol Lo Shel Shabbos. What happens? I'm not sure. I finished my Nesra, I don't remember which one I davened. Gam ken tzarech lachza, you have to redo it. The mistama has fallen shel chol, kamay mistama. Since my, if I'm don't remember which one I davened, I have to assume I davened the one that I'm used to davening. Now, the Mefarshim talk about this. This is not talking about a guy, an hour, he comes home from shul, and he says, I don't remember which one I davened, right? So there, of course you're confused. But it's more likely, so you knew it was Shabbos, you were in shul for Shabbos, it's more likely, you were davening from a siddur, more likely you davened the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. What he's talking about over here, that you don't remember which one you davened, is I finished Shmoneh Esrei, I do Eisa Shalom, and I have no recollection which one I davened. So clearly I wasn't concentrating. Now, even if you weren't concentrating, you didn't daven properly, but you were Yotze, you're davening. So, but if right after Shmoneh Esrei I don't remember what I davened, means I was totally not focused. We have to assume that naturally, there's 3 times a day, 6 days a week, 18 times a week, you say weekday Shmoneh Esrei. It's only Shabbos that you say a different Shmoneh Esrei. So if I was so not concentrated, I don't remember which one I did, I have to assume that I did the wrong one. I did the weekday Shmoneh Esrei because that's what would naturally come out of my mouth. 2 hours after you finish davening, you're at home, you're in the middle of your Suda, now you don't remember which one you davened. That's not really the case we are talking about. Let's see the continuing the Mishnah Berurah over here, Lo Yatzah. Well, I didn't get Yantiv. I feel the Yantiv Sheni. On Yantiv, you daven weekday Shmoneh Esrei. Even if it's Yantiv Sheni, you're not Yotze. You got to daven again. Rak v'nasa. However, we said that if I musaf, we added this line. Right? So, in the middle of one of the brachas, I said, So I'm davening weekday Shemini Esrei by Musa for some reason. In the middle, I say, "He rots and shenasla fanecha as carbonized chavaseinu to me than kesidron." Right? The choshkin nusach. He says that if I said the bracha, the things about that I'm going to do musaf, but I didn't go through the actual karbonis that we say in the musaf, you are yaitza, because as long as you made a mention of musaf, you are yaitza. Says the Mechaber Sifrei, Tov is Pal Shechol b'Shabbos, v'lo Hizkishol Shabbos. Now, continuing now in the first halacha of Sif Dal. So we said that if I daven Shemoneh Esrei, weekday Shemoneh Esrei, and I didn't remember to say Shabbos, and I didn't do Shabbos at all, I got to daven again. So now he's going to break it down a little bit into at what point did I remember that I davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei? So, Im Akar Raglav, if I went ahead and I already did Oysa Shalom, Chayz L'Rosh, I got to go back to the beginning Shemoneh Esrei. Vim Loy Akar Raglav, if I did not do Oysa Shalom, we'll see in Mishabura exactly what this is. Afal Pisha Saim Tfilasai Eina Chayza Ela Lishal Shabbos. Then I don't have to daven over. Okay, so let's see what that is in Mishabura. So again, we're saying is if Loya Karaglov, okay, Ayin La'el B'Simin Kuf Yudzayit Sifhei Uba Mishnebura Sham. Okay, over there he says that Elikai Nitzar, okay. And I said the Yir L'Ratzon. Okay, so there's a Yir L'Ratzon we say before L'Kein Netzar, right? The Yir L'Ratzon we say at the end. He refers to over here of Akar Raglav, meaning I moved my feet. Okay, well, he says over there that once I said Yir L'Ratzon, Imru Fiva Hagin Libel Fanecha Hashem Tzivri Gayali at the end of L'Kein Netzar, even if I didn't do the Yisra Shalom, that's considered Akar Raglav, and you would have to start from the beginning. So again, if I daven the weekday Shemoneh Esrei and I remembered before I got to the Yil HaRatzon of Tzar, I just go back to the Ata Gedashti Yismach Moshe Ata Echad. I don't daven the first three brachas again. If I remember it after that, it's davening the whole Shemoneh Esrei, whole Shemoneh Esrei again. Okay. Then if I go back, but if I didn't, if I remember, if I go back to Lishal Shabbos, Afila Niska Koydim Moedim. If I remembered before Moedim, now says the Mishnah Berurah, although we said in the last sif that if a guy goes ahead and he mentions Shabbos, let's say I say Yalav Yavai, and I say Yom HaShabbos, I say I don't have to daven again, but that's really but the Eved. It's not what you're supposed to do. So if I am davening Shemoneh Esrei and I get to Ritzeh, right, and I remember, hold on, I just davened weekday Shemoneh Esrei. So I would say, okay, you know what? Instead of having to read that in the whole Shemoneh Esrei, I'll say Yalav Yavai over here, and I'll say it's Yom HaShabbos. He says, no, don't do that. No, loy me ritzei no minuchasein b'yom HaShabbos, right? In other words, I add ritzei no minuchasein, right? Ritzei, right? I add in these words, ritzei no minuchasein b'yom HaShabbos. Oh, I was yotze. I mentioned Shabbos, which technically you wouldn't have to daven. Again, it says, no, that is a b'di'evet. If you did it, then you don't daven again. But l'chatchila, it's not what you're supposed to do. L'chatchila, tzarech loy me, bracha l'kedushas hayom, u'b'di'evet, yotze. Over there, l'chatchila, you don't. It's not what you're supposed to do. If I did it, you're right. I would be yotze. But l'maisa, it's not what you're supposed to do. And therefore, even if I remember before, right by ritzei, I remember. So I have a b'di'evetical way of getting out, not having to redaven. That it's not what you're supposed to do. And you are supposed to go back to right after Atik Kodesh and start, depending which Shemoneh Esrei you are, whether you're Shacharis, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, or Mincha, you start with the appropriate Shemoneh Esrei. Says, let's just finish up over here, the last Ramah. Ushliach Tzibur, Sheshachah Shel Shabbos, Ayin Le'el in Simen Kuf Chavav. Over there, he basically says that it would seem that a Shliach Tzibur would not daven over. Again, if you wouldn't, there's a question if it's a comparative case or not. But Lamaisa, again, if the Shliach Tzibur davened the weekday Shemoneh Esrei and nobody realized it, you may want to consider switching shuls. But the Shliach Tzibur is not so pashut that they would daven over again. But an individual who davened the wrong Shemoneh Esrei would certainly daven over again. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and Emet Hashem, we will continue.